Okay, I'm starting.
The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Kathy Fetke. I know I don't sound like Dipna, and that's because she's not able to be here tonight. So I told her I would be happy to run the webinar without her. Ian, are you going to be stepping in to say anything, or do I just jump right in?
Jump right in and go for your life.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. All right. Well, we will be doing some economic updates at the end, but I wanted to start with a project that we have going on in Florida. And I know this is going to be pretty exciting to a lot of people because, you know, many of you have said, hey, why aren't you investing in Florida? And there's good reason for that. It's a popular place. Lots of international investors are buying up properties in Florida. So why weren't we? Well, we were kind of waiting for the area to stabilize, and we believe we are there now. In fact, real estate's really stabilizing in many states in the U.S. and growing and prices improving and lots going on here. Now, this project is going to be a little bit different than our buy and hold real estate. This one's going to be more for people who just really want to be completely passive. So if you were hoping to buy a property in your name and own it outright and go visit maybe a Florida property as a vacation home, this is a little bit different than this. This is a land opportunity. So I'll move on to the next slide. It's a syndication. And for those of you kind of new to the term syndication, that is basically a group investment, which means that a project may be too big, too expensive for one individual, so several people come in and do it together. So basically group investing. And what the reason why this is such a great opportunity is so many banks have failed and so many projects have gone back to banks that just are not easy for the average person to pick up. Now, what's happening right now in the U.S. is there's just complete bidding wars on single-family homes, and the inventories are very low. But on land and development and certain projects that aren't finished, they're just kind of too big for the individual but too small for a hedge fund. And that's kind of this $1 million to $10 million range that a lot of banks are just kind of sitting on and don't know what to do with. So if you're the right person that comes in and tells them what to do with it, you can get a fantastic deal. So this just leaves us a really great opportunity as a network to be able to go in and say, well, why don't we together acquire these projects and be able to really enjoy the upside on those while we have experts managing those projects for us. So any pooled investment in the U.S. falls under the Securities Regulation D-506. So that is an SEC regulation that has many, many requirements and restrictions in terms of investors pooling funds. And, of course, those rules and regulations are in place to protect the investor. So the property that we'll be talking about today is in about 20 minutes outside of Tampa, Florida. And right now, you know, there's really not a lot to show you except for this just dirt, cattle pastures with slash pines. And it's right off State Road 52. And so I'm going to, at this time, bring on our guest today and the managing partner of this syndication, Fred Bates, who was involved. He was the one who brought us the Portland project and Dublin and Alameda, if you remember that. And for those of you maybe new to it, Fred can explain a little bit what we did in Portland. He has been a developer and builder in the San Francisco Bay Area, from San Francisco in around, you know, Marin and all around Bay Area, East Bay, all the way down to Monterey. He's very well known for doing very, very successful projects for nearly 40 years. He's also done projects out of state and comes to us with a tremendous amount of experience and expertise and knowledge. So, Fred, thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good, thank you.
Good.
This, if you go back to the first slide, Kathy, this is a project that I know well. In 2004, I was asked to invest in this property, and I came in strictly as an investor, was asked to put up $2 million into the larger property that you see there, totaling 2,000 acres. During that period, my partners were supposed to entitle the property and sell it. They got it entitled, but they looked like they were going to develop it. My $2,000 investment had grown to about $8 million at that time, and so I went down to see what was going on. I forced a sale of this commercial property that we're looking at, this 28-acre piece. I sold it for $6.5 million in late 2004. The remaining property we had ready to sell to a builder in late 2005. However, my partners that were running the project designed it too high. So I fired the one project manager that was doing it. The other one was having some problems with kind of depressions. So I took the project out for sale, had a buyer at $186 million. However, he came back and told us that they had designed it too high. In other words, we had to bring in about $30 million worth of import dirt. So I redesigned the project at a lower level so that the site would balance. It took about 18 months to get it all re-engineered. When I went back out to the market, our economy had crashed here and there was no buyer for it. The partner who was running the project himself went into bankruptcy, forcing our partnership to kind of hold off on everything. Recently, I was able to get control of his bankruptcy and put the property up for sale. I have a buyer for the 2,000 or approximately 2,000 remaining acres. They're supposed to close anytime between December 15th of this year and March 15th of next year. This particular piece of property, the 28 acres, was sold to a commercial developer in the Florida area who builds primarily for their large supermarket, which is Publix. And that's what he was going to do here. He was going to do a small strip center with a Publix superstore and other commercial buildings, totaling about 85,000 square feet. He, however, did his developments under a large line of credit that he had with Bank of America. He defaulted on the line of credit in 2008. Bank of America took the property back and didn't even know, their people didn't even know if they had the property. It was in a trip that I made to Florida and talking with Bank of America at their offices down there and asking about this particular property that they were able to dig it up. They have so many properties that they have taken back. This was an office that I had gone into years ago, and they had was all well organized, everything in a file, and now there were file boxes all over the place. They had hundreds and thousands of properties that they had taken back, and they weren't even aware of them. The buyers of the back property, I told Tom Direct to tie this property up. And so, in fact, he has tied it up and closed on it. And it's our intent to purchase the property from him and leave him in our venture. And that's what we're doing. We're buying it for $1,375,380,000. I can't remember what it was. And going to go ahead and do a joint venture on this property or a syndication on this property.
I'm going to go through some slides, Fred, to kind of outline everything you said. On this picture, which
it's
part
the red,
is it?
It's the red property on right the left-hand side.
Okay.
That is 28.8-something acres, And all of it is planned for and zoned and planned for residential, I mean for retail commercial development. All the zoning's in place. There has been a site plan approved. However, whoever would buy this from us can do their own site plan. It's approved for 85,000 square feet of commercial.
Okay, so we'll, so again, here's the picture of it right now. It's just...
Right, that's how it looks today, and right on Highway 52, you can see the entrance coming into the back property in the green there, and our property is outlined in green.
And just 10 miles south, it's already built up, and it's on, and 20 miles south is Tampa, correct?
Tampa's about 30 minutes drive time from this site on Highway 75. And, of course, that's why this site is such a premium site. That's why builders want to be on this site, is all of the premium sites are gone. Well, not all of them. There's two left. But there are a lot of other developments in Tampa, but most of them are just kind of run-of-the-mill. If you look at the development on the 2,000 acres, it's a golf course development with a beautiful public space, trails, tennis courts, two schools on site, swimming pools, clubhouse, everything. It's a higher-end development. A lot of custom lots on the golf course, and yet there are a lot of production lots. There are 4,375 lots approved for this site.
Okay. So, again, to kind of summarize what you said before, the property's part of Cannon Ranch, which is that large development you saw on the first page. 4,375 dwelling units in the master plan. And this is really the only commercial site for that, for all those homes. Is that right?
For this development. Yeah. However, just west of us and contiguous to us is a piece of property between our property and Highway 75. And that's being approved for Pasco Town Center. And the commercial that will be going in there is totally different. What it is, it's going to be a discount center, store shops, you know, the discount shops. And it will also have jobs as a part of Pasco Town Center. So we will be the residential and commercial retail. Well, there'll be the commercial shopping center. Is that what they call them, discount shops, discount centers?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and then Publix is a kind of grocery store of the area, a very nice one. So that's what would most likely go in there. So to get to the exciting stuff, because what's really in it for the investor who's on the call today, again, Fred sold this property to Paradise Development Group for $6.5 million. And apparently Paradise Development ran into some financial issues, had a blanket loan on all these properties through a credit line. And as a result, even though there was nothing wrong with this property, it was already entitled, it went with the rest of his assets or their assets. Because it was cross-collateralized. So that's when Fred found out about it and was able to tell you kind of mentioned the story, but you told your partner, Tom, about it, and he was able to buy it from B of A back for $380,000. So sold for $6.5 million, bought back for $380,000. It's incredible.
And this is the kind of stuff that's going on, and like I said, we'll have some other opportunities for you guys here shortly. But this particular piece, the best part of all of this is that most of the projects that I bring to you, we're going to have to buy the project, build it out, or get it entitled. So there are certain risk factors. This one here, there's no risk factors, just how much money we can make on it. This property is already entitled. It's approved for 85,000 square feet. Whoever buys it from us, all they have to do is take their site plan in, get it approved by the county, build it out, and go. So there's no selling off of 85 units or 100 units or anything. It's one sale, fully entitled. For us, this will be a capital gains project because it'll be a single sale. We'll hold it for certain for over 12 months, which will give us long-term capital gains. Florida is a wonderful state in that they do not have any state income tax, so there will be no duplicity in Florida.
That's fantastic. Okay, so again, just quick information about Pasco County. It's the midpoint on Florida's Gulf Coast. It is undergoing rapid transition from rural to commercial residential. It's, you know, again, kind of a small population now, but it's just, Tampa's just 30 miles south. And, of course, we know that we've got a major baby boomer population heading towards retirement, and Florida is certainly one of their favorite destinations, and especially with the nice warm weather and central Florida being safer from hurricanes. It's not going to get them inland like that. And then the no state income tax. So that's why it's the 38th fastest growing county in the U.S. with a fairly young median age still and 75% owner occupied.
This Pasco County, Tampa, markets to the largest market that I've ever seen. They market, like, if we do a development out here on the West Coast, for example, the one we're doing in develop in Dublin, 90% of our homes will be sold to people that live within 10, 15 miles of the development itself. They'll just be moving over, moving up, or whatever into that development. In Tampa, yes, we sell to the local market, but we also sell to retirees coming out of Canada, the Midwest, the Northeast, Europe, people moving to this area. Pasco County is really in the Tampa metropolitan area, metro area, and is in all the statistics that they accumulate for the metro area. And Tampa was one of the largest growing areas in the country during the run-up to 07. They were pulling 25,000 to 30,000 building permits a year. And we, with the foreclosures being scooped up, we expect to see this building coming back at a rapid pace. So I think this project is going to be great for us. It's like I say, just a home. The buyers of the 2,000 acres are planning on closing on or before March 15th of next year. They plan to get in the ground and start building these lots sometime this summer or next summer, delivering lots, having lots to build on in early 14, and homes will be coming out of the ground late 13, early 14. So this people will be all over us wanting to buy this commercial area, this commercial property.
Fantastic. Okay, and some of the local businesses that are expanding to the area are medical, finance, aviation, aerospace, high tech, and agribusiness.
Right. And as you said, Kathy, we're right off 75. Tampa typically builds out on the interstate. The growth has been building out on the interstate. Below us, we're 52. Below us is 54. And that's just about all build out in and around the interstate. And below that is 54 or 56, and that is all built out. Two big businesses, financial institutions, are coming into Highway 54 area, just below us, bringing in tens of thousands of jobs. One of them is Raymond James Financial, and they're going to start with their first building is going to be 100,000 square feet. As these people move into the area to take up these jobs, our houses will be coming online, or the houses in Panton Ranch will be coming online to meet the housing needs of these people and others as Pasco County grows.
All righty. So, you know, our past project, Dublin, and the Alameda one was about getting the property entitled. This property is already fully entitled. There's no risk on that side. What's left is to submit conforming site and building plans. What's involved in that?
you're already approved to build 85,000 square feet. You already have the trips designated this property to build that square footage. All they have to do is take their plan in, just like anybody else, a site plan and their elevations and so on, to have the county approve it in their building, in their construction plans, so they can go through plan check. But those are just part of the course for any building that you would have to do. It's all approved, ready to go. All they have to do is submit their plans, and as fast as they can get done with the building, pull the building permits, start building it. No risk.
It's not in the wetlands and not in a flood zone, which is great, but not much of an issue really when all you have there is dirt, but good for the buyer. And then let's talk a little bit about what the Cannon Ranch developer needs to install.
Well, as a part of this entitlement, the Cannon Ranch developer has to improve Highway 52. They have to build, so you see Highway 52 on the north side of this property, and below it is what they call the Clinton Avenue extension. They have to improve that as a part of their go-forward plan. And their main entrance comes from Highway 52 down through Clinton Avenue. So we are fronted on 52, their entry road, and Clinton Avenue. We have frontage in all three of those roads. They have to do all those improvements to get started on their property. So they'll all be in place when they start delivering lots there. And that will, like I say, be within the next 12 months.
Okay. Let's see. So let's again talk a little bit about you, and then we'll discuss, you know, the opportunity for investors, which very quickly, I'll say, it just starts with 15% preferred return annually and 15% of the profits. So, again, that's really exciting. So, Fred, yeah, would you just tell us a little bit about your 36 years as a developer and your partner, Tom, as well?
Right. I've developed property here in California for the last 36 years. In addition to California, Northern, Southern California, Central California, Nevada, both Reno and Las Vegas, Arizona, in the Scottsdale area. Primarily in Arizona, it was office buildings. Florida, Colorado. In that time, I've done over 100 projects. We have, I think, I've sent you a booklet on myself. If not, I can get it to anybody that wants that history. Tom Direct has been a partner of mine in developments. We work here kind of individually but together. Tom and I have worked together for the last 20-some years. He came on with us. He had been a banker before he came on with us, and came on initially to handle the financial side of our company and moved on into development himself. So he's been in the business for 23 years, and he's going to be the guy that will be at the helm of the Cannon Ranch project on a go-forward basis.
Okay. Here we have some projects you did in Pleasanton.
This one in Pleasanton was done in 1993, actually. And then, if you want to go on to the next one, that was a small infill project, 43 single-family homes right in downtown Pleasanton. This one is in San Ramon. It was 140 single-family homes. We entitled it and sold that to Way and Lyon, who built the homes out.
Okay. And East Lake?
East Lake was a master plan community that we did in Tracy. And again, we developed out the property, entitled it, developed it out, sold the lots to Pulte Homes, who built the homes on this particular development.
Right. And then, of course, Pasadena, beautiful place in Monterey.
Pasadena was an 18-hole Jack Nicklaus golf course development. We had 253 high-end homes in that area. We developed it out, developed the golf course, sold the lots to people who had been our builder arm, and they built the homes there.
Okay. Some pictures of them just to show that you know what you're talking about. All right, let's get to the good stuff. The money. So what are these numbers? The budget.
This is the cost scenario. The land would be $1,375,000. Title and escrow, $25,000. That's coming and going. Legal, set up the operating agreement, $40,000. Syndication, $40,000. Property taxes for 3 years, $30,000. Accounting, filing, and so on and so forth. Filing our tax returns for a 3 year period, $15,000. Syndication expenses, $50,000, and contingency, $25,000. Now, those budget items aren't very large, but that's because we really don't have anything to do. We're going to buy it and sit on it. So, we budgeted $1,600,000. That's for a 3 year hold. If we sell in less time, obviously, we'll have money left over.
So, this is the analysis. You expect it to sell at least for $5 million?
That's what I'm thinking. On a three-year hold, I projected a $5 million sales price. And we have a list of the expenses. And with their preferred return, you can see the preferred return in there for 3 years at $833,400. And then 15% of the profits, another $384,000. If we held it for 3 years, sold it for $5 million, an investor who put up $50 million would get a $50 million back plus another $38,000.
So I think that was $50,000, not $50 million, right?
Well, if they put in $50,000, they get their $50,000 back plus the $38,000 uptick. That's based on this performance.
Okay. So what are the chances that there would be a buyer for $5
million? Well, I think there's a good chance there will be a buyer for $5 million or even more, subject to how long we want to hold it. There are people trolling out there right now that would like to buy it. The offers have been as much as $2.5 million. And we would consider that, I think, because really it's all about time and money. So if I can get our people back a 30% IRR on their money by spending it quickly, I'd probably do it. You don't lose money making a profit.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next one here. So the risks, as you said, it's already entitled, so there's not those risks. What about tsunami? How would that
Well, work? The property is inland substantially, so other than, you know, wind damage to trees in its present state, I don't think that the tsunami would hurt us. It might affect the local economy some, but interestingly enough, I was just reading an article on what took place up in New Jersey, and you know how everything got set back there, and businesses are still struggling and whatnot, trying to get going again. But they were talking about the influx of money to reconstruct all of this. They think that economy, they're going to have probably one of the top economies here in the U.S. for the next 2-3 years while all the construction is going on. So, tsunami, hyperinflation. Hyperinflation, I don't think, will hurt us. During the times of inflation, you would like to own land, and it's your protector against inflation because people end up having to pay more for land. A war, obviously, if that sets a country back, that could. What else? I think that, you know, there's 101 things that could affect the economy, but I think it's primarily economy. If the economy struggles, then we could struggle. But our economy seems to be doing better, and Florida is kind of ahead of the pace, just like California. U.S. Coast here in California is doing very well.
Very good. All right, the eligibility requirements, because of the SEC rules and regulations, this is open to accredited investors, which means that your net worth exceeds $1 million, or you have a $200,000 income, or $300,000 for a couple. And this is only open to California residents or non-U.S. citizens. Let's see, so because, fortunately, the we're allowed to have a certain number of sophisticated investors. If you don't have $1 million net worth, you're okay. If you have $150,000 income or net worth of $250,000, I think that's supposed to say $150,000 income or as a couple $250,000 or $350,000 total net worth. And then you'll be eligible. So the way that we set this up is anyone who was involved with Fred's projects in the past, they have an agreement that they get first dibs on any of his future projects. So we opened this up to our members last week who have already invested with Fred. And so many of those people have signed up for this, and it's filling up quickly. But now that deadline is kind of over, so we're able to open it up because it was reserved for them until November 23rd, which was last Friday. So now we're able to open it up to the rest of our network on a first-come, first-served basis. So that's the good news, is that it didn't fill up completely. We got a lot of reservations from those who've already done projects with Fred, and I'm sure it would have filled up if everybody had enough money to put in. But, it doesn't always work out that way. People have their money invested in other things. So there is room still for you to get involved.
I think we need 32, Kathy, and I think we have 17. So, yes.
More than halfway there in 1 week. I think less than a week. So if the way this works is that you would contact Maggie Pike in our office and let her know that you're interested, and she'll send you an email with the private placement memorandum, that's the PPM, an operating agreement, and the subscription agreement for you to review and have an attorney look at if you like, or just reply and with any questions you may have. But you can contact, again, Maggie P. at realwealthnetwork.com. Some of you met her in Australia about a year ago, maybe about a year and a half ago, I think now. So she'll be managing all the paperwork on this. So that's how you reach her. And let's see. Of course, you know how to reach us at the network. So does anybody have any questions? And if you do, just go ahead and drop them into the question box. I don't see any right now, but that may be because they're not coming through. But this is these are great projects because when you're across the ocean in a different country, it can be challenging to want to send your money overseas, and I completely understand. I think you're all brave for even considering it. So to work with somebody, to be involved in a project with somebody who's been, a very successful developer and builder for nearly 40 years, very well, again, as I said, very well respected in California, and specifically the San Francisco Bay Area. He obviously knows how to get good deals and find them. So we're all always waiting for Fred's next great deals. Very excited about this one.
Yeah, Kathy, wasn't it about 50%?
So, yeah. And I think everybody was happy about that. That turned out to be not quite the